read the newspapers. I'm kind of a literate person. And I saw pictures of the world's ugliest dog. But little did I know that this was, in fact, a national story, perhaps even a global story. I got a phone call this morning from my son in Washington, D.C., who said, "Have you interviewed the world's ugliest dog for Good Dog for the podcast?" And I said, "No, but I'll get right on that. Who knew it was such a big story?" In any case, welcome to Good Dog, where today we focus on ugly dogs. This contest is part of the Sonoma Marin Fair in Petaluma, California, which coincidentally is right up the street from me. And I have on the line with me now Beth Renee Tribble, who is the marketing director of the Sonoma Marin Fair. Welcome, Beth Renee.
Thank you.
How long has this contest been going on?
It's been going on in Petaluma since 1976.
And World's Ugliest Dog is something that draws people from all over?
Absolutely, all over. Only one or two of our dogs this year were from California. We had dogs from New Jersey and Tennessee and Nevada and Pennsylvania. We definitely draw, and we had somebody who considered coming from Asia but did not make it out.
You know, beauty is clearly in the eyes of the beholder, right? We all think our dogs are beautiful. So how do people determine that their dog is ugly?
Well, you know, it's so interesting because it definitely is a it's a world perception. We use the word ugly because it works and it's the popular vote out there, but I was hanging out with the contestants after the ugly dog contest, and there's not one of them that doesn't think their dog is absolutely gorgeous, and I have to admit that I agree. These are some of the sweetest, cutest, brightest dogs. So I don't find them ugly, but I understand, you know, we all understand why people would, and it's a way, having the ugliest dog contest is a wonderful way to get these animals and their very enthusiastic owners in the spotlight and let them show a positive relationship with these dogs that are pretty strange-looking. I mean, they're definitely strange-looking.
So, strange-looking in what way? And, of course, we will have, you know, pictures posted on
right.
the Good Dog site. But
I mean, a lot
what
of,
are we talking about here?
A huge number of them are Chinese crested or some variety of hairless dog, purebred or mix. So there's the bald factor.
Now, are they just bald naturally? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that's a genetic thing. But other things that happen, a lot of warts, and there's one of the breeds that tends to have bad teeth, so they lose their teeth, and when they lose their teeth, there's nothing to hold the dog's tongue in. So a lot of these dogs have lolling tongues.
Attractive.
Yeah, so and that's what you'll see with the photos, is the tongue is a big part of the, wow, what's going on there, along with yellow teeth or no teeth. You know, but and that's just a genetic thing, too, and a breeding thing.
Just as an aside, you know, Lulu, my dog, is a peek-a-poo, but not a purebred anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a mutt, and she's magnificently gorgeous, but she does have this one flaw, which is that her teeth are all kind of cockeyed and stick out. And they're
mm-hmm.
What do you do about that? There's no doggy orthodonture or anything.
Well, I'm actually amazed. I've had so many conversations recently, because I have animals, about the whole animal dental wave. So probably you can get braces for it. I don't know, but I bet you can.
I'm not going to do that.
I wouldn't either, but I bet
no.
you could.
I'm not into cosmetic improvements for myself, much less
no,
for the dog.
I know.
Anyway, let's get back to these ugly dogs. So are they all small, or are they all different sizes?
No, more of them are small than large, but we had one larger Chinese crested in the contest, or Mexican hairless, pardon me. He's a Mexican hairless. His name is Reggie. He came from Arizona with Archie, who was last year's World's Ugliest Dog. So this family actually has, I think, five or six Chinese crested and Mexican hairlesses, and they brought them all on the trip. So some of them were in the audience, and two of them were in the contest.
So they compete against one another?
They did.
Within the same family?
Yes. Husband showed one, wife showed the other.
Beth Renee, how many people show up to this event every year?
Oh, gosh. You know, I should know the audience count. We had a huge audience this year, more people than last year even. And I don't have a number. I'd have
hundreds?
To get it for you. Yes, definitely hundreds.
Not thousands?
No, definitely hundreds, and press, and yeah, it's we were really, really pleased with the audience.
So overall, what do you accomplish in this? Just raise people's awareness about the beauty that lies within? Or?
I mean, it does, I think it does several things. It's certainly, like I said, it's an opportunity for many of these owners have rescued these dogs. A lot of these dogs came from puppy mills or were going to be destroyed, and somebody rescued them, and across the board, these people either love the breeds and buy them intentionally or have rescued these dogs and would like other people to realize what wonderful pets they make and encourage other people to rescue similar animals.
But so, don't bald animals get cold outside?
Yes, they pretty much all came with their little fleece and whatever they needed when the sun started to go down. So they were equipped with their outerwear.
But we make adjustments for our pets,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Great. Thanks so much, Beth Renee.
Great talking to you.
Now, there are people who enter the World's Ugliest Dog contest on a lark, and then there are other people who've made kind of a life out of this. Dane Andrews is one such person. He has been entering this contest with one or another of his beautiful Chinese crested dogs since 1979. Dane, thank you for joining me on Good Dog.
Oh, thank you.
So tell me about this. In 1979, you entered Chi-Chi?
Yeah, Chi-Chi really was, you know, he was a rescue dog originally, and I expected a boxer puppy. I got him as a gift. So, but he grew on me really quickly, and, you know, I thought he was a wonderful dog, but people kept telling me he was ugly. And then there was a contest coming up for the World's Ugliest Dog, and I should enter him. So it sounded fun to me, and I took him down. And he won, and he wound up winning and winning and winning and won 7 times total in that particular contest, enough to put him in a Guinness Book of World Records for winning the most ugly dog contest ever.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me about this breed, Chinese Crested. They're bald, right?
Yeah, you know, they generally are totally hairless except for some hair on the top of their head. But now that they're AKC registered, the breeders have been breeding them with lots of hair. When you see them with really tall hair on their heads, actually all those dogs in the show are shaved animals, and they're losing the hairless strain, which is unfortunate. All my dogs were naturally hairless, never shaved them at all, but they are losing the hairless strain, which is too bad, the reason the breed was created to begin with.
Wait, so you thought you were getting a boxer, and then when you first looked at Chi-Chi, you must have thought this was some kind of joke.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. It was quite a shock because my eyes were covered, and then I uncovered them. I heard barking. And I opened him up expecting a boxer puppy and see this little hairless dog, and he actually had stitches above his eye at that time, and he had to be nursed back to health. And the first thing we did is load him in the car and take him to the vet for a checkup and to get the stitches removed. So it's like, well, this is an interesting crescent, a dog that needs stitches removed.
Now, wait, the first dog, the dog that you entered in this year's contest is a direct descendant of Chi-Chi?
Yeah, his great-grandfather was Chi-Chi, and Chi-Chi... wife Lady Pink won 3 times, and then her offspring Mai Tai won 3 times, and then she had Rascal, who has now won, and he was actually on the on Jay Leno before he actually even won the contest, because they thought he was so unusual and ugly that they had him on about a year and a half before he even won his own title.
And what did he do on there? Just walk around and look adorable, or?
Yeah, he went on there and you know, Jay Leno made some fun of him, and, you know, we talked about him being hairless and no fleas, being able to stick to his back and everything, and they showed some of the dynasty of the original dogs.
So does he have, like, a little wardrobe of coats that he wears to keep him warm?
Yeah, we keep sweaters on him all the time, and he even has a little opera cape. It depends, you know, what event he's going to, you know, what he's going to wear, so he has a little bit of a wardrobe. You know, you got to take a little care of them because they can be sunburned or cold. And, you know, you got to keep them out of the sun sometimes.
It's a whole different thing.
Yeah, but, you know, we don't think... these little dogs are ugly. They're really really beautiful animals, and they really are part of the family.
Great.
So they're just fun to have. And if other people think they're ugly and have fun with it, then that's great. You know, that's really the main thing is that, you know, as long as they're healthy and happy and don't mind going out to these contests, everyone enjoys seeing them.
That's terrific. Well, we're sorry that Rascal didn't win this year. We're glad that he won in 2002, and we certainly wish him the best of luck in future contests.
Yeah, well, the good thing about him winning is he always will have a Ring of Champions title. So he will be one of the world's ugliest dogs, and he is the ugliest dog on the West Coast since he was a local favorite. He was the only West Coast allowed to enter, and so I guess he has at least that title. He's the ugliest dog on the West Coast.
Well, there you go.
And he has a few horror movies. He's done 4 horror movies.
Oh, that's
funny. One
was
Karen Black, Academy Award nominee, and one was Scream Queen Brink Stevens. He has a leash line coming out, a cartoon strip, do some charity work with him, you know, because he collected some blankets for the animals for the Katrina victims. So, you know, he has a lot of things going, you know, besides the contest.
He's busier than your average dog.
Yeah. So he's always doing something.
Well, that's great. Well, we wish you and him the best of luck.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, first of all, Karen Quigley, congratulations are in order. Your dog, Elwood, took not one but 3 prizes.
Yes, he did. He swept it all. He took the mutt class, and then he went on to go up against the pedigree, and he took that by winning the 2007 Ugly Dog, and then he advanced to the Ring of Champions and beat all the past Ugly Dogs by taking on the World's Ugliest Dog for 2007. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He's the best of the best.
Now, you traveled 3,000 miles for this, right?
Yes, from New Jersey. Mm-hmm.
And you'd heard about the Ugly Dog Contest? How?
Well, the truth is, I had never heard about the Ugly Dog Contest. And then last year, when we rescued Elwood, a friend of mine, when she first saw him, she said to me, "Oh, my God, you have to enter the Ugly Dog Contest." And, you know, I, being the mother of Elwood, said, "Absolutely not. Elwood is not ugly." And but then when I found out how wonderful the contest is and that it's really about these dogs truly not being ugly from their inner beauty, and just letting people know how wonderful they are, we entered, and he took second place. And we had a lot of fun and met a lot of people like me who have wonderful dogs, who love them, and we love sharing them with everyone. And this year we just thought, well, you know what, he came so close, let's go back and see if he can take the title. And he did. He
I mean, did
all.
You do something? How do you train to be an ugly dog? Did you do anything during the year to make him uglier? Or?
Actually, the funny thing is, when we left, I was a little less confident this year. Last year, I thought he had a better chance. So when he didn't win, I thought, oh, well, you know, we'll still give it a try, but he still might, you know, he still might take second place. He may not take everything, but he must have. I thought he got cuter this year, but apparently the judges didn't agree with me.
Now, Elwood is a Chinese crested Chihuahua mix, all of 6 pounds, right?
All of 6 pounds.
And how did you rescue him? What's the story of this?
Well, the story is my boyfriend is a New Jersey SPCA investigator, and he was called out on a cruelty case. And upon closing the case, it was determined that Elwood needed a new home. And we're thankful that the woman was not actually abusing Elwood. She just got in over her head, and she had more than she could handle. She was taking in too many dogs and needed to get rid of some. The good part is that she did save Elwood from being euthanized because she took him from the breeder who was going to kill him because she thought he was too ugly to sell. So she took him when he was 4 weeks old, and then she had to give up Elwood and 10 other dogs when Elwood was 9 months old. And with my boyfriend being the investigator, she asked him if he knew anyone that would want Elwood. She wanted Elwood to go to somebody that she knew. She did care for him, and we were very happy about that. And my boyfriend said, absolutely, I know someone who will love him forever. He called me that night. He said, you've got to come see this dog. I've never seen anything that looks like it in all my years of investigating. And I went out there and fell in love first night I saw him. And then the other 10 dogs went to a rescue group to find new homes.
And Elwood has quite a life ahead of him, right? He's a local celebrity in New Jersey?
Oh, my God. We have been on the go since we've gotten home. He has he did CNN. He did the Today Show. We've been back and forth to New York twice already. He's done interviews at the house here. Today he did 2 television shows, 3 radio shows.
Is it going to his bald little head?
Well, you know what? He takes it all in stride. He's been wonderful, and I always say he's a professional. He just goes along with everything. He has a lovely disposition, a lovable personality, and I think that's what shines through, and that's what attracts people to him so much. And one of the judges did say that was part of what pushed him over the top was his personality.
That's terrific. So this isn't just about everyone having a good time at Elwood's expense, but in fact he's a goodwill ambassador, right, for homeless animals and special needs
he
animals?
He is. When he took second place last year, we decided that Elwood's purpose was really to get out there and spread the message about you know, adopting homeless animals from rescues and shelters and saying new to your animals and really just being kind to animals and each other. And we participate with a lot of local rescue groups here, and Elwood makes personal appearances. And whatever money he raises during that time goes to that rescue group to help animals in our area, and we're very, very proud of that. And we're going to continue to do that. And if you wouldn't mind, he has one thing that we think would be really wonderful for children. He has a book called Everyone Loves Elwood. And we hope that the message for children is about acceptance and accepting things that are different. And even if you're different, you can still be special and wonderful.
I think that's absolutely terrific. I want to congratulate you and especially Elwood, and we would be happy to promote that book.
Oh,
thanks so much, Karen, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your support.
Thanks for listening to Good Dog. And if you like our show, help us climb the hierarchy on iTunes by submitting a review. So far, so good in that department, but we could use a few more. Finally, we would love to hear from you directly, and I promise to write back to each and every one of you. Simply send an email to gooddog@smarterpodcasts.com.